You're with Stan Shaw on ABC Radio WA.
Right now, you can go to jail if you don't pay your fines, but that could change this afternoon, this evening, with the state government upper house set to vote on changing that legislation. It's called the Fines, Penalties and Infringement Notices Enforcement Amendment Bill 2019. Now, WA Attorney General John Quigley says they are set to introduce garnishee orders to allow fines to be collected from bank accounts. So they're going to look at other ways to collect fines rather than put people in jail. The Premier, Mark McGowan, has made it clear today that it will not mean that people can get away with not paying fines, but will instead work with people to recover the fine debts. Now, the state government has budgeted $12.7 million over the next 3 years to implement the changes if they pass the upper house this evening. This is what Treasurer Ben Wyatt had to say about the impact that this legislation might have on Indigenous people who have been incarcerated for unpaid fines.
What it's all about is how we treat people, and what we've seen is the fact that whilst Western Australia, one of the last jurisdictions to still use imprisonment to pay down fines, we still have ever-increasing numbers of fines outstanding. And this goes to a question that was asked before. Imprisonment isn't a particular reason why people do or do not pay fines. We can be much more sophisticated in how we seek two things. One, getting people out of jail and hopefully staying with their families and communities, but secondly, having fines actually paid. And I think the legislation that's in the upper house today does both of those things. At any point in time, there are a large number of Aboriginal people in some form of incarceration across the state paying down fines. In fact, in some areas, that's become quite normalised behaviour. So you will see this have an impact, and a very quick impact, on the number of Aboriginal people inside prisons.
Treasurer Ben Wyatt there. Now, a group called Sisters Inside Incorporated works to raise money to pay the fines of Indigenous women who are in jail right now in WA. The CEO, Debbie Kilroy, joins me. Good afternoon, good evening.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's evening here.
Oh, it is. In your opinion, what has the impact of this legislation been, particularly on Indigenous women in WA?
Well, we know the impact. If we remember, Miss Dew's family members called out for assistance from the police because she was being assaulted. It was a domestic violence situation. However, when the police arrived, they arrested her because she had an outstanding warrant for about $3,500 of fines. And so she was taken to the watch house, and we know from the injury she, you know, died on the concrete watch house floor in the most horrific way that anyone could. And that's when Labor, in their opposition, promised that they would change these laws, and here we are some 5 years down the track still waiting for those laws to be changed. So what we'll see is Aboriginal deaths in custody.
If the legislation does pass tonight, does it go far enough?
Well, I've been listening to the upper house debate for the last number of hours, and that debate has finished now. It seems that there needs to be some more work done on the bill, and there was discussion in the upper house about coming back in October. The issue that I have is that, well, if it is until October is the proclamation date, because there was some talk about that it would take 12 months for that proclamation date, which means we have another 12 months to wait and maybe another Aboriginal death in custody in this time until the laws are actually enacted in full force.
What do you make of the legislation, though, that, and I know what you're saying there, you said it's already been 5 years, and then even if it does pass, it could be another 12 months. I guess what you're saying is, if it passes, let's get on with it, turn it around. What do you make of the legislation, though, allowing the government to maybe directly access the wages or bank accounts of people with unpaid fines? Is that fair enough?
Well, in other jurisdictions, this already happens. So, and we know, particularly for Aboriginal women, Aboriginal people in Western Australia who are actually going to prison for warrants for unpaid fines, Aboriginal women who are living in absolute poverty, they don't have any money in the bank anyway. They do not have access, like you and I do, that could have a credit card and pay a debt. They have no money. They're living week in, week out on Centrelink in absolute poverty, and a lot of the time homeless or couch surfing. So we're talking about a group of people in Western Australia, Aboriginal people, who are so impoverished that they can't even survive themselves to live and put a roof over their head and food on the table, let alone paying a fine. That's why it's important that these laws are enacted, are proclaimed to stop the imprisonment of Aboriginal people because of poverty.
My guest is Debbie Kilroy. She's from a group called Sisters Inside Incorporated, working to raise money to pay the fines of Indigenous women who are in jail in WA for unpaid fines. And as we heard, the WA Upper House is looking to vote tonight on this new legislation. That would mean you can't go to jail for unpaid fines. They'd find other ways to get the money back. What about this... some saying that aspects of this legislation are a get-out-of-jail-free card. What would you say to that, Debbie?
Well, it's about people who are absolutely impoverished and how, you know, the state continues to punish those that are most marginalised, that are the poorest. The time has come that we live, you know, we live in a very rich country, so why do we continually belt down Aboriginal people, Aboriginal women, and think it's okay to incarcerate them because they're poor? We have to find other ways to address issues, and more so poverty. This is the problem. You know, that's the issue. The issue isn't about whether a fine is paid or not. The issue is about that people are, you know, sometimes getting charged for offences because they're trying to survive. They may steal some food from a shop because they're starving. So do we put people in prison for that? This is what white people came to this country, you know, over a couple of hundred years ago, put on boats and sent here for stealing loaves of bread. And here we are now incarcerating Aboriginal people for the same types of offences.
The Treasurer in that grab, he spoke about the normalisation of this cycle, so unpaid fines, gather up, go to prison, do the time, fines are gone, in some communities. What do you understand about this normalisation?
Well, other than what Aboriginal elders have told me when I've been in Western Australia, it's the only way that they can pay the fines off. They know that there's warrants issued. They know the police are going to come and get them. So, of course, they know they're going to prison. I don't know if it's a normalisation. It's actually just a common practice in Western Australia. And that practice must end. And it must end as a matter of urgency. We must stop incarcerating Aboriginal people for poverty.
Great to get your perspective. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
CEO Debbie Kilroy from a group called Sisters Inside Incorporated, based in Queensland, but they actually started this program because WA is the last jurisdiction in Australia that still sends people to jail for unpaid fines. And so they started up this Sisters Inside Incorporated to raise money to help Aboriginal women who are incarcerated pay their fines so they could get them out, or at least keep them out of jail.